friend. Welcome to Claiming Simplicity Podcast. I'm your host, Monica H. Baker. Are you feeling tired and overwhelmed as a mom working paycheck to paycheck, wanting to get out of debt and enjoy your family? I was too. And I realized if I was going to put God and family first, I had to stop spending all of my time at work. So I created a simplified life plan that allowed me to get out of debt, scale back my career, and still be able to live fruitfully. But with more purpose and time than ever before, and I never looked back. Inside this podcast, you will learn how to simplify your home and finances, learn simple routines, personal development, and connect your faith. I'm so grateful you're here. If you're ready to create a simplified life that you dreamed of, you are in the right place.
Hello, hello. Boy, oh boy, I had to go dress shopping again last weekend with my daughter that is now going to prom for the first time. So it was a fun girls' day, but we didn't find a dress. So I did order one online, and I'm a little not sure about that, but we'll see. We kind of know the style that she wants, but there was a lot of the same kind of dresses, and it wasn't really what she wanted, so we'll see how that goes. But I was secretly glad that it was cold because I didn't want to fight that feeling of wishing I was home getting stuff done outside, because I absolutely love being outside and shopping is not my thing. So I like to get out as much as I can. So you can see why this would be a problem. This is also the reason that I go to my crafting weekends with friends and leadership events in the winter. Because when it's cold and below zero, I could care less if I'm outside at that time. Now that we have 100 laying hens, people always ask me what we're going to do with all the eggs. Just for your information, we'll not be keeping this amount of chickens for the winter. We're raising some to about 12 weeks for friends, and 25 of those could be roosters or hens because they weren't sexed. So the roosters, whichever ones end up being roosters, we will be butchering them. Since we have one great rooster, he doesn't bother anybody. He's really pretty, and his name is Frank Sinatra. So that's all we need. We just need one rooster. We could be less than 75 hens before we know it. My teenagers sell the eggs, and that's a really good gig for them since we buy the feed and they sell the eggs. They get the money for the eggs. We also boil at least a dozen or two during the week. It's just such a great grab-and-go snack for the whole family. Sometimes we'll make deviled eggs out of them for a snack, just depending on how much extra time we have. One of my favorite ways to use a dozen at a time is to make egg bakes and freeze them. I usually will make 4 to 6 at a time, and then we'll take them out of the freezer the night or a day before, let them thaw, and bake them in the morning that we're going to eat them. We love having egg bakes in the fridge all week. Not only for breakfast, but also if we need a quick heat-up meal in between sports or an event. It's such an easy go-to. If you go to the website below and go to the blog, you will see our favorite egg bake recipe. Everyone raves about this one, and we've been using it for over 20 years, along with a few other ones that we have, but this one we use quite often. Another one is very similar to that, except we just add sausage and peppers. So that one's really good too. Another thing we do with the eggs is scramble up dozens of them and then cook sausage and then brown hash browns and make breakfast bowls and freeze them. And we love those as well. They're really, really handy. You can add other things to them. A lot of times we'll put peppers in them, cheese, or different ingredients. It's really important to me that my kids get a nourishing breakfast every day before school with protein, fat, and healthy carbs to sustain them. It has been many, many years since I bought breakfast cereals and items from the store. There's always something they have in the fridge to access within a few minutes to make it convenient. These are our convenient foods. No package needed. They're nutritious, simple, and cheap. We like to make omelets and quiches, egg salad sandwiches, potato salad. There are just so many, many ways you can use eggs. I'll take a day and make a month worth of sourdough noodles, which take a lot of eggs. The amount just depends on how big of the batch that I make. There are so many ways that we can use eggs in our house, and it makes for such simple meals and easy recipes if you want something quick. I just ordered a refurbished freeze dryer. So that is another way that we're going to be able to preserve them for over 20 plus years. I can't wait. I'm really going to have to get that YouTube channel up and running for you so that you can see all my wins and all my failures as I test out these mini items. And another reminder, you are going to want to get on the waitlist for the program that I'm working on. I can't wait to hang out with you there. I have so much to teach you. I'll leave the link in the description below. Honestly, chickens are really worth getting because there are so many ways to use the eggs. Happy homesteading, friend.